Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
Yeah. From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Keep this content train rolling on through. As always, I would like to engage with you guys. I would love to talk to you. You guys can call in 407-270-3044. Once again, 407-270-3044. Guys, I don't have Vulture giving me a Charlie Lima on the audio, but is the audio okay tonight? I can check it myself. It's not that I don't trust you guys, but I want to make sure my shit is sounding clean. Let's see, hold on the audio, but is the audio okay tonight? I don't like it. I can check it myself.
It's good.
Not bad. Are you guys happy with it? I mean, the important thing is that you guys are happy with it. Jamie O says, hold on, let me put that up there. Jamie O says, hey, Tuttle. Fish on J, yo. Nelly Mandingo, it was great talking to you last night. Nelly Mandingo says, meow. Fish on J, give me a call, man. We have to make plans for another fishing. We got to go out and do some fishing. Big Country 2988 checking in. Yo. You outdid Fish on J. Fish on J only gave me two yo-yo. You gave me three. So, and I personally know Fish on J, and he only gave me two yo-yo. You gave me three yo-yo. You step up your game, Fish on J. Well, like I said, I want to hear from you guys. You can give me a call, 407-270-3044. Once again, 407-270-3044. I want to give you guys a little bit of update. I was at the hospital pretty much all day. My mom, she's doing better. She got to eat today. Oh, before I move on, I don't mention this enough. If you are watching on any of the platforms that I'm streaming live on, if you guys could, whatever it is, give me a thumbs up, give me a liking. It does help me out. It does help me out when you guys do that, because my videos are going to show up more than what they would if you guys didn't give me a thumbs up or a liking or a favorite. You know what? Kind of right. Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop. I crack up every time I read that username, because it's just funny. Almost sounds like the call-in line for Real Radio 104.1. Yeah, it's very, very similar. Also, I got paid today. I didn't get paid last month from YouTube or Twitch. I got paid from YouTube today. Not begging, I'm not panhandling or anything like that, but if you guys would like to help me out, you can do that. You can super chat on YouTube, cheer bits on Twitch, or you can subscribe to my Twitch channel. I think most of the money I've gotten on Twitch is because of people subscribing to my channel. And this will be the only time I'm going to mention it during the show, because I do feel bad, because some channels, they kind of almost seem like they're technologically, social media-wise, panhandling. I know a lot of people probably think that. I know a lot of people think that's how it comes off and stuff. So if you want to help me out, you can easily do it in those ways. So I spent most of the day at the hospital. My mom is doing better. You know, like, I've been through a lot of this. My mom, as a teenager, she had cancer. She beat it. My mom is probably the toughest woman or just toughest person I've ever met or known in general. Because, like, she's had cancer 2 times. She has battled other diseases. And I, out of respect to my mom, I'm not going to go into detail of what they are and stuff. But she had one when she was young. And then she had another one when she first married my dad that they didn't even know what the fuck it was. Seriously. They didn't even know what she had. And this is not me just showing favoritism or anything like that, but Shands Hospital in Gainesville, Florida, a part of the University of Florida Fighting Gators. Shands Hospital has saved my mom's life. Twice. And I'm just telling you right now, it's not me just being a fan of the Florida Gators football team or Gainesville. My dad grew up in the Gainesville area. So yeah, I'm going to like it. I mean, that's the main reason why I root for the University of Florida Gators football team. But Shands Hospital has helped my mom out and saved her life 2 times. So she's gone through all of that. She's had the worst luck when it comes to, you know, getting these diseases. But my mom is, like I said, the toughest person that I know. And she was like, fuck you, cancer. Fuck you, other diseases. And she's beaten it. And I try to get that into her head when she's in situations like this. So she's had the cancer. She's had all that stuff. She had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and a lot of it was in the throat area. they've cut stuff out. They've radiated her neck area. And she's had a hard time eating, swallowing. Because when they're cutting on both sides, you know, they're going to hit nerves and then to have to be blasted with radiation in that area after chemotherapy. Of course, your throat is not going to be in the best working situation. And she's been losing the weight. I talked about that on last night's show. She's been losing the weight. Been trying to get her to eat. I made those like protein shakes with the whey protein. Fish on J. No, Fish on J, she's not home. Fish on J, call into the show. I would love to talk to you. If you're still watching, call in 407-270-3044. So, she hasn't been eating. She's been losing weight. They were doing all types of tests. Oh, wait, well, hold on. Whoa. Did I miss that? Wendy Pack 2, give you the thumb up. I just now shared you out. Wendy Pack, famous and known from the Howard Stern Show and the Monsters in the Midday / Monsters in the Morning. Wendy, how are you? Hope you're doing well. I had a great time when I was on your show. But, so, my mom was having tests done today. They weren't letting her eat because she had to have this swallow test. I wish my dad was still around because my dad would make a joke. Hey, boy. Oh, hold on. Got a call coming in. I think it is Fish on J. Hello, Fish on J.
Hey, what's up,
man? I'm having a hard time hearing you there.
Yeah, I got a tooth pulled out, so it's a little hard to talk.
All right. Sounds like you're driving the truck right now.
Yeah, I'm driving a truck because it's called the little Chevy Speeder, and yeah. I'm down right now.
So you were saying, you were like, oh, no cancer. They ran a bunch of tests, Fish on J. It's just like with all the stuff that she's had done over the years with radiation and surgeries and stuff, she's just not eating because her throat doesn't work as well. And I was going to say, my dad would probably make a joke and say, hey, boy, your mom never had a problem swallowing with me or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely a Mr. Fowler joke right there.
Yeah. So she's doing okay. She's doing great. She's a little sad, a little scared, you know, but I've been trying to spend as much time with her as I can at the hospital. But, you know, I think she's going to pull out of this okay.
Well, next month we should maybe try to plan something next month. Come by and, you know, can do something special for her. Well, bring her some flowers or take her out to eat or something.
Well, you know, her birthday is in October. So, you know, maybe we should try to do something there. What do you think? Would that be bad? Good, bad?
No, I think, you know what? She deserves the world, man. So you need to let me know the date and I can schedule a free weekend. so that we can do something nice for
him. Yeah,
he deserves it, man.
Hey, so let me ask you, you're a big fan of the Bubba the Love Sponge show. Did you see that I got to hang out with Bubba this weekend? Got to hang out with Colton?
I saw that. I wanted to be there that Saturday, but I had the wisdom tooth pulled, and any kind of loud noise just kind of made my jaw just scream in pain.
Yeah.
But I just noticed Bubba shaved his beard.
He did. Hey, with the stuff going on with my mom and everything, I didn't get a chance to listen, but did he mention that I came out, or, like, do you know?
You know what? The times that I've been listening to the show, I didn't hear him say anything. If he didn't say anything about you, it's because Shane Reeve doesn't want your name.
I get it.
That would be the reason.
Fish on Jay, you know me. Like, seriously, you know me. Like, since we've been hanging out since I've been off of Bubba's show, wouldn't you say that I've made a lot of personal improvements in my life? Like, healthy, mentally more stable, more just all around, just a lot more clear, a lot more clean.
Well, even when you were still on Bubba's show and I was coming over to the Hobo Fish Camp to meet you, and hang out. So from that time to now, you've made such huge progress within your life. You're definitely a lot more healthier.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lot more happier.
Yeah.
And your mind's a lot more clear.
Yeah.
So and not only that, I've noticed it, but your skin tone has changed as well. You gotten a little bit more color to your skin.
Well, I mean, but the reason I asked that, like, I want to figure out what I did wrong. I want to apologize to anybody that I've done wrong. And I'm dead ass serious. Like, I would love an opportunity to take Shane Reeves, because I'm getting paid now, Fish on Jay. Like, I got money. Like, you know, like, I could take Mr. Shane Reeves out to any of the restaurants. I don't give a fuck how fancy it is or whatever. I would let him pick. I'm saying this right now. If Shane Reeves is listening, which I know he's not, but I'm willing to pick a restaurant out in Orlando. I would love to have a lunch meeting and just discuss. And I will apologize for whatever I did. Don't you think that's a pretty good deal, Fish on Jay? I think it is.
I think it's somewhat of a peace offering. You could take him over to Soul Sisters on Mercy Drive, but wait a minute, that's a bad area.
If I'm being honest, if I was going to, like, if I wanted to impress any business person in Orlando, I wouldn't take him to a fancy restaurant. I would take them to, is it Lee Road or Fair? I think it's Lee Road. I would take him to Cuban Sandwiches to go.
That's a great place. There's one in my neck of the woods on 1792 right by Castleberry.
Isn't that like one of those spots that just gets enough respect? It's not fancy, but it is so amazing that is, if you're going to have a luncheon with big swinging dick Shane Reeves at JVC and you're going to do that, I think Cuban Sandwiches to go would be, like, pretty good.
Yeah, that's definitely a good spot. Another good spot, which would definitely put a smile to his face, La Spotas.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that. But I'm thinking about just Orlando Heritage, good hot dog heaven on 50, right there, 50 and 436.
Oh, you hot dog places?
Yeah,
I got you one. Chubby's, right on 1792, right before you get into the Maitland Interchange.
Have you ever tried Belly Busters in DeLand?
No, but I've driven by there multiple times.
It's right there around not New York, because New York goes right through there. But it's a road that goes by DeLand High School and 1792 there. It's where the hospital, it's the same road that the DeLand Hospital is in.
Yes, I know exactly that. That's Stone Road.
Yeah, it's Stone and 1792 is like where Belly Busters is. Oh, yep, man.
That's where all the hot Stenson chicks go.
Yeah, yeah. Man, yeah. I've always driven down 1792 there and seen the people at Stetson. Oh, man. Anyways, Fish on Jay, I'm going to get out of here, okay?
And no problem, man. I'll definitely talk to you later. And I'm happy you get a chance to go see the game with Bubba and everything. I'm very happy for you, man.
All right, man. Give me a call later on in the week, all right?
I definitely will.
All right, man. Bye. I got Iggy. Iggy T, I'm late today. Iggy, do you really think you need to give me an excuse? Seriously, Iggy is probably out of all the people that I've met while doing this podcast, she is the most kind person you're ever gonna meet. Dave Bowers. No, hold on. So Dave Bauer said Boost Plus would put weight on her, and Nelly Mandingo said Dave Bowers is right. So I'm glad you guys brought that up. So I've been making her a whey protein shake. So what I do is I get just regular Quaker oats. No additives, no sugar, no nothing. It's just bland ass oats. So what I do is I pour a complete Boost Plus in there. I put a cup of regular oats, and then I put whey protein over the top of that. I mix that up. I get that nice and mixed up. Then I put a whole banana in it, a scoop of peanut butter, and local honey. I put that in there. I mix that up. And it did put weight on her, people. It did. Like, my mom gained about 3 pounds in the first 4 days of me doing that. So it does work, but she just got so far behind that she got too weak. She did. She's doing better. She's putting on weight. I'm going to go see her first thing tomorrow morning. And I'll be happy. Because I will say this, you know, taking her to the hospital yesterday, it was a little bit of a wake-up call, people. It was. It was a big wake-up call because it made me realize. And you know what? The one thing I will say about my dad, even in death, he's still teaching me lessons. I've always been an over-emotional person because I'm an only kid. I'm a mama's boy. I'm just in touch with my feelings and stuff. And my dad did a great job. He did. He gave me the tools to toughen up myself, to be and face the harsh realities of the world. And he did that all through his life. And he even taught me more, even in death, because the loss of my dad dying, it hardened me. It hardened me. I know it sounds weird when you say hardened, but it did toughen me up. It toughened me up to the point where sometimes I think that there's something wrong with me, that I don't get emotional of things. But losing a parent is one of the most eye-opening experiences that you're ever going to have in your life. It's going to happen to every single one of us. Our parents are not going to be there. And the reason why I think that maybe I'm having a hard time with this, and a lot of people think it's great to be an only child. It's kind of a curse. It's great. You don't have to compete with siblings and everything for love and affection or toys, whatever it may be. But it is kind of a little bit of a curse because once your parents are gone, you're on your own. You are the loneliest person in the world. As an only child, once you lose your parents, I got uncles. I got one uncle on my mom's side. I got an uncle on my dad's side. Those are the only two that I still talk to. I do talk to a cousin, my cousin Billy. I talk to him. But all the other cousins, it's like, go fuck yourself. And there's one cousin that better hope that I never get a terminal disease. And by terminal is that the doctor walks in and says, you got 3 months to live. To that one cousin, I'm not going to say your name, but you better hope I don't get a terminal disease. But my dad, even in death, taught me, is still teaching me lessons. And it's hardened me. It has. And I've had to be tough. I've had to be tough to help out my mom and stuff. And I am. I'm doing it. So, I'm going to move in to my first news story. And I apologize. I am so sorry. I know that people just want to tune into this show to have fun and everything, and I get it. I'm not judging you. I'm not pissed at you. I get it. I understand that you tune into this show just to be entertained. But at the same time, I've always prided. I've always been proud of myself for being open and honest with you guys. And I don't know. I would love your feedback in the chat room, or you can call me 407-270-3044. But I would like to hear from you in the chat room. Do you like me being open and honest and being real with you guys? Even though it might not be the best topic, might not be a lot of laughs. I would love your feedback, because I'm one of those people, like, I'm working for you. I'm ready to super serve you, and whatever you think is good, I'll do more of. Whatever you think is bad, I won't touch it. I like to be wrong as a host. Sorry, I got to get some water. I'm getting a little pasty right in the corner of the mouth and everything, so I had to take care of that. This story I find a little weird. So weird. So, two twins that are boys marry two twins that are women. Both couples had a kid, and I was blown away when I heard this. The siblings, the offsprings of this twin-on-twin marriage, not only are they cousins, but they're technically still brothers. But there's a lot more about this story that I find extremely weird. Oh, crap. Nedley Mandingo coming in with $20. Damn, Ned. Thank you. It's amazing. Can't thank you enough. Nedley Mandingo on YouTube. Super chatted $20. So, I want to get into this story. It is very, very weird.
Identical twin sisters Brittany and Brianna Dean Salyers, who married identical twin brothers Josh and Jeremy, are opening up about their life inside the Virginia Manor, where they share just about everything. Brittany and...
Okay, so this set of boy twins, this set of girl twins, they've married each other. So one brother married one twin, one brother married the other twin. Where I find this story extremely creepy, they all live together. Seriously, how is this not considered a cult? This, I know as an outsider, you know, I don't have a twin. I didn't get married to a twin with a twin. I didn't live in the same house, but this is really, really creepy.
Brianna first met Josh and Jeremy at the 2017 Twins Day Festival in...
All right, so look at this. Tell me that picture right there. They're all wearing the same clothes, same shoes. Same jeans, same shirt, same shorts or jorts for the women. The babies, the kids are wearing the same outfits. Am I the only one that has a problem with this? This is really, really weird. Because those babies, they're cousins and brothers. There's gotta be some type of genetic crossing of twin on twin, double marriages, having kids. So what, here, let me throw this out there. What if this guy, girl, girl, baby, met another couple that were identical twins? Man, girl, baby. And then the babies, when they got to the legal age, 18, ended up hooking up with each other. Does anybody else see a problem with this? I mean, these are all genetics that are really closely related to each other. this story is interesting, fascinating, and weird and creepy at the same time.
Twinsburg, Ohio, where they returned in 2018 to marry in a joint ceremony. In the years that followed, the sisters each suffered a miscarriage early on in a pregnancy, something Brianna tells...
Should have been a sign. Just saying. Both miscarriage... You know what? I'm going to move on.
People was, quote, devastating on all four parents. In January...
I mean, Iggy... Iggy, like, that is the big thing that I think is weird. Why are they living together? Question mark, question mark, question mark. So weird. That is the most suspicious thing out of everything, that they're living together. That's weird. That is so fucking weird.
January of 2021, Brittany and Josh went on to welcome son Jet, and 3 months later, son Jax was born to Brianna and Jeremy. The two children are cousins, but also genetic siblings known as quaternary twins. Now, the boys are being raised as brothers, and
that, I've always felt, I don't care what people do in their private lives. But, I mean, this is out there. This is out on social media. So, I think I can talk about it without seeming like a hypocrite. But, man, oh, man. Does anybody else think that these kids are going to be completely fucked in the future? I mean, the picking, the bullying, all of that stuff. I can only imagine what these kids are going to have to go through. Ugh. Fish on Jay says, this is beyond weird. This is unhealthy. I think it is, but I mean, I don't know, man. Nelly Mandingo writes, what happens if one kid identifies as a girl, then her brother knocks up the cousin sibling? When, you know what? I can't even begin to try to answer that question, but man, oh man.
Are bonded to all four adults. And in an adorable moment shared on Instagram, Jet recently acknowledged that he has multiple parents.
I'm sorry, even if it's my brother, my kid needs to know that I'm dada. You have two dadas? Even though they're not gay, do you realize if you went to school and said, oh, I got two dadas, they'd be like, oh, yeah, this kid is from a gay marriage. He was adopted. No, it's not. This, I really have to, because I don't want to sound like one of those conservative nuts. I mean, whatever they do in their real life and stuff, a lot of people, like, accuse me of being a liberal. Some people say I'm conservative. I don't support any of them. But I'm just saying, this is really confusing. This is really confusing for the kids. I think it is. Bob D, they live on an estate. Look at that place. It is. It's almost like a compound. Are they swapping? Like, seriously. I mean, if you guys are all sharing genetic code the way you're doing it, are the dudes trading wives? Are the wives trading their husbands? I mean, it's not an outrageous question for me to ask that. It isn't.
Who dad is?
Brianna tells people that they do everything as a family and are, quote, really.
That quote alone kind of backs up what I've been saying, man. Like, this is weird. This is very cultish. This is like some Mormon type stuff. Multiple wives. Man, I need to do some more research on these two couples.
Kind of inseparable, though she does make it clear that each couple has their own bedroom. The two dads primarily run the family's Smith Mountain Manor wedding venue, while Brittany and Brianna are both attorneys. And once the four adults are...
Oh, man, could you imagine the two wives, they're attorneys! As a man, you have just had your balls cut off. Like, you're not going to be able to get away with anything. You're just not going to be able to do it. You're fucked. You are. Because both of them are lawyers. You know that they're both going to try any type of case. You know that they have all along have been crossing their T's and dotting their I's just for you to make a mistake. Man, these guys are, they're screwed. They're fucked.
Home, they all take part in raising the boys, as well as grocery shopping and cooking their shared, primarily plant-based meals.
This is so weird.
As for more kids, Brittany says they're still debating, with Josh adding that either way, it will be a group decision.
Women, Iggy T, any of the ladies in the chat room, I mean, I would like to hear from you in the chat room, or you can give me a call, 407-270-3044. Crazy K checking in, saying, what's up, Tuttle? Bob D, wonder if it's a family estate. What happens when there's a divorce? I found that story absolutely intriguing and interesting. Nelly Mandingo, they both breastfed all four. So we had the creepy twins. I mean, Twisted Movies, and I respect your post. Twisted Movie says, I don't like to judge, but that's crazy as of. I agree. But, I mean, what people do in their personal life, I really do not care. I do not care at all. Hold on, let me see. I got baby finds missing person. Cop says the R word. I just did the creepy twin thing. Let me delete that. Fake debt. Yeah, that's the one I want to go for. Hold on.
Sisters Brittany and Brianna
Dean. Remover studio. There we go. This guy faked his death. Am I the only one that's ever thought about how you would fake your death? I mean, we've all thought about it, right? We all have thought about it. And if you can't admit that, then you're a goddamn liar. Here we go, another one. Jahi. Toddler, still off the booze. Yeah, and he corrected himself. He said Tuttle. Tuttle's still off the booze. Yes. I mean, if you listen to me on the Bubble Love Sponge show, you would know that from my heydays where I was just getting after it when it came to drinking, there's no way I could do a show by myself. No way I could do that. And James, or Lim Jahi. Good. That's awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you checking in with me and checking out the show tonight. This guy who's a complete scumbag knocked up a 14-year-old girl. To avoid getting prosecuted, he faked his own death.
The man pleads guilty to faking his death off the coast of Orange Beach in 2018, rather. Investigators say he did it to escape child exploitation charges in Mississippi.
And the goal apparently was to get away from law enforcement, but the result only brought more charges. Our Lacey Beasley with this story.
Jacob Scott pleading guilty in Mobile.
Scumbag. Scumbag.
For orchestrating a scheme to fake his death. According to court documents, back in 2018, Scott made a false distress call about a mile off the coast of Orange Beach. Police arrived to find this semi-automatic pistol tied to this boat.
All right, this boat. This boat. I could already punch so many holes into this fake suicide. Number one, there's going to be some type of blood spray, and I don't think that they found that. It's just like, to fake your death, it's such an inconvenient process. It is.
With a suicide note. Right before this, investigators say Scott also left other suicide notes to family in Mississippi. Oddly enough, telling them not to change their phone numbers.
All right, so there's your first mistake, buddy. If you're killing yourself, what the fuck does it matter if your family members change their number? You just can't leave that type of note. You can't. You just can't. Rule number one, in the suicide handbook, and you're trying to fake your own death, you can't tell your family members, hey, don't change your number.
And he withdrew $45,000 from the bank. U.S. Marshals tracked him down in January of last year in Oklahoma under a fake name. Now this body cam footage captures it. Hands raised, coming out of an RV. And the reason he plotted all this, to run from 14 charges involving a 14-year-old he got pregnant. Well, afterwards.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody ever said, hey, you know, those pedophiles, they are Mensa students. No, they're not. I'm glad this guy got caught. Fuck him. I'm glad that you're an absolute complete idiot, that you couldn't do it yourself. You impregnated a 14-year-old girl. Good. I'm glad you got caught. I'm glad. Matter of fact, I'm so glad that pedophiles aren't smart.
Turning in handcuffs back to Mississippi, he was found guilty and given an 85-year sentence.
And again, that was our Lacey Beasley reporting. The federal charges Scott pleaded guilty to today are making a false distress call, transportation of a firearm across state lines by someone under indictment, and false information and hoax. The maximum he could serve for those federal charges, 5 years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled.
Hopefully, because there is a hierarchy. Here, let me finish the rest of this. All right, so that's done. There is a little bit of a hierarchy in prison. There are a lot of bad people that have done horrible, despicable things that are in there for a really, really long time. But Do you also know what they don't like? They don't like people that abuse women. They do not like people that are animal abusers. And I'm telling you, these people that have long-term sentences, they do not like child molesters. They do not like people that have committed crimes against juveniles, minors. They do not like it. So hopefully that we don't have to waste a lot of taxpayer money. We don't have to waste any space. I'm not saying I hope anybody does anything to this guy. But I also can say that I hope the natural due process finds a way to correct this crime against a minor that you impregnated, that at the same time, depending on what state you're in, that you got to have that kid. You got to have that kid because that's the laws. That's the rules. Got to have that kid even though you were impregnated in a manner that is technically rape. So, yeah, I hope this guy gets the Jeffrey Dahmer treatment. I'll leave it at that. But anyways, guys, I didn't mean to be so serious tonight, but I'm just keeping it real. I'm just trying to do the show that I do day in and day out. I mean, you know, my mood might reflect the tempo of the show, the theme of the show. It's a little dark, not a lot of funny ha-ha stuff, but a lot of real stuff. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.